Explaining football to the friend who's just there for the nachos? Hard. Tailgating from home like a pro with snacks and drinks everyone will love? An easy win. And with Instacart helping deliver the snack time MVPs to your door, you're ready for the game in as fast as 30 minutes. So you never miss a play or lose your seat on the couch or have to go head-to-head for the last chicken wing. Shop game day faves on Instacart and enjoy $0 delivery fees on your first three grocery orders. Offer valid for a limited time. Other fees and terms apply.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
Season 2 of The Sunshine Place is the story of an experimental drug rehab for teenagers called Straight Incorporated, where kidnapping, brainwashing, and torture were disguised as therapy. It's the origin story of the troubled teen industry. How do I know this? Because I lived through it. The Sunshine Place, an Odyssey original podcast in association with Robert Downey Jr. and Susan Downey, is available now on the free Odyssey app and wherever you get your podcasts.
Welcome to the BetQL Daily Boost. I'm Lucy Burge of BetQL, and I'm joined by Amir Tyree and Kate Constable, and we have an NBA odds boost for all of you today on Jalen Brunson to have over 29.5 points and over 7.5 assists, boosted to plus 350 at Caesars. What do you think of this boost?
Yeah, this is going to be a fun one tonight. The Knicks taking on the Atlanta Hawks, who are not the best defensive team in the league, to say the least. And so I think Brunson can have a big night. He's been playing really well lately, 29 points, 36 points in his last two games. And what I like is that he's shooting the ball really well from deep, over 50% or 50% and then 75%, six threes against the Pistons the other night. So shooting the ball really well. And then if you look at his assist numbers, he's averaging about 10.5 potential assists per game. So that should help him at least, you know, get over this 7.5 assist mark for tonight. And at plus 350, I think that's decent if you want to sprinkle a little money, have some action in this game tonight.
Yeah, what do you think of it, Amir?
Yeah, definitely. I'm a big fan of it as well. Just obviously, he scores the ball extremely well, and especially in a Trae Young matchup where they have so much size on the Knicks. They're going to switch to get whoever Trae Young is guarding on Jalen Brunson. And also on the assist market, it's like if they get mismatches and they get Mikal Bridges and OG Anunoby like shooting over him, I think it looks good for both numbers. So I think the points number is gravy, and then the rest is just like if you just get assists at plus 350, I think it's just a smart option to at least sprinkle something on it.
Love that. Get in on this odds boost, plus 350 at Caesars, and take advantage of our offer from BetMGM. Bet $10, get up to $1,500 back in bonus bets if your first bet does not hit by entering code Lucy when you sign up for a new BetMGM account now. And head to odyssey.com/BetQL for everything you need to bet on the NBA every night and college basketball and football and everything that is going on right now. odyssey.com/BetQL. And of course, follow us on Twitter at Kate Constable, at It's a Miracle, and at Lucille Burge. We have our favorite bets for today as well. I am sticking with the NBA because there's not like a super ton much else going on today, but the Celtics are playing and they're playing the Warriors, and I'm taking the Celtics -6.5. Celtics are 7-1. They lead the NBA in scoring, and this atmosphere in the Garden tonight is going to be electric. This is the Steve Kerr revenge game after he benched Jason Tatum in the Olympics. So there is a grudge factor here. He's going to want revenge, and I think that could help the Celtics here. And Jason Tatum is also averaging 30 points and 7.4 rebounds, and the Celtics have covered the spread in 8 of their last 9 games at TD Garden following a road win, and the Warriors have failed to cover the spread in 7 of their last 9 games as road underdogs against Atlantic Division opponents following a win. So Celtics -6.5 against the Warriors is my bet for today.
I forgot this is like Tatum going up against Kerr after the Olympics.
That's Celtics fans don't forget.
Yeah. I'm going to go over to the Phoenix Heat game tonight. I'm going to take Miami plus 5.5. The Suns have been really good this year. They've exceeded expectations. They've been able to stay healthy. They've been rolling. But I think this is a few too many points, considering that the Suns aren't necessarily blowing teams out. Four of their last five games have come by 6 points or less. So you have a Miami team that's coming into town and has played the Suns fairly tight over recent seasons. And I think they're going to have plenty of success. They have the rebounding advantage. They're sixth in rebounds, where the Suns are 16th. So if they can get some extra chance points, some extra, you know, boards and putbacks, I think Miami can stick within this number of 5.5, Amir.
Cool. And then just really quick before I get to mine, I want to touch on the Celtics just because a number I saw, I think their last game, Jason Tatum is leading the NBA with like 13.3 first quarter points per game. Oh, he loves to shoot the cover off the ball early. So if you like first quarter props, maybe I haven't looked into it myself, maybe look into that. But for mine, I'm going to stick in the hometown team. I'm in Charlotte, but I'm taking the Pistons to upset the Charlotte on the money line plus 100. Double digit win at Brooklyn, double digit win back at home against the Lakers. The Hornets' priority first two centers are hurt. So they started 39-year-old Taj Gibson at center in their last game. You have him against Jalen Duren, 6'11", shooting 85% from the field against a team on back-to-back wins. It's hard for me to not see why you wouldn't take the Pistons on the money line at plus 100 there. So I think that's my favorite.
Love that value there. Love that. Love all of our bets. Get in on all of those and the odds boost plus 350 at Caesars. And subscribe to the BetQL Daily Boost wherever you get your podcasts.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
Season 2 of The Sunshine Place is the story of an experimental drug rehab for teenagers called Straight Incorporated, where kidnapping, brainwashing, and torture were disguised as therapy. It's the origin story of the troubled teen industry. How do I know this? Because I lived through it. The Sunshine Place, an Odyssey original podcast in association with Robert Downey Jr. and Susan Downey, is available now on the free Odyssey app and wherever you get your podcasts.